From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Earlier this week, the Federal Communications Commission split down party lines and voted 3-2 in favor of a landmark ruling that eases limits on media ownership. Today, all five commissioners appeared before a Senate committee and got an earful from lawmakers. Members of both parties questioned whose interests the commission is defending. And Senate Commerce Committee Chairman John McCain promised to consider a bill aimed at overturning the FCC ruling. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
The five FCC commissioners have already heard a barrage of criticism mixed with some praise for their ruling issued Monday. But today, the three Republicans who voted for the measure, led by Commission Chairman Michael Powell, got a scolding, Senate-style. California Democrat Barbara Boxer aimed her remarks directly at Powell.
Do you understand why the people out there are upset? They're upset because they do not feel that this decision was made with their best interests in mind, because they hear comments that dismiss what they say as fear, and they see these things, 34 meetings with one lobbyist, and they had one meeting.
That one meeting was a public interest hearing on proposed rule changes by the FCC held in Richmond, Virginia. It was the only one that the commission's three Republican members attended. But Powell pointed out that the commission's two Democrats, using their personal travel expense allowance, did attend other public interest hearings.
There were 10 of them held by these two individuals. And apparently I didn't succeed in prohibiting and precluding. If the idea is give money, well, I'd be happy if the Congress wanted to give us money to fund something like that. The one hearing we conducted in Richmond cost $20,000.
New Jersey Democrat Frank Lautenberg contrasted those hearings with a series of trips FCC commissioners made over the past 8 years to meet with lobbyists. He said holding more public hearings surely could not have been too costly for the FCC.
I wonder if those hearings would have cost more than $2.8 million. Why do I pick that figure? Because that's what was spent on the 2,500 trips that took people to Las Vegas and other interesting historic places.
Lawmakers also wanted to know what heed the FCC paid to some 750,000 pieces of mail it received related to the rule change, virtually all of which opposed relaxing ownership rules. Powell said much of that mail was in the form of postcards, such as the 300,000 the FCC got from the National Rifle Association members.
A lot of them would say, I'm against more big media consolidation. Well, Mike Powell's against unfettered consolidation too, but our specific tasks in determining percentages of ownership, duopoly relief, diversity index, the myriad of expert judgments we're expected to make, those kinds of comments introduce caution and care, but they don't necessarily provide the kind of record evidence that leads to very specific decisions.
The commission's two Democrats allowed that Powell had not violated any guidelines, but Commissioner Michael Copps complained that public opinion was not given adequate consideration in the final ruling.
I think the overall process was grossly violative of the spirit and intent of how an agency should proceed on notice and comment when issues of large public moment are being considered, and I don't know of any issues of larger public moment are being considered.
Committee Chairman John McCain said he plans to introduce legislation allowing the FCC to tighten existing regulations, not just loosen them. And he also said his panel will consider a bipartisan bill that would undo the new 45% TV market ownership cap set by the FCC.
Legislation has already been introduced to keep the national TV ownership cap at 35%. And I will put this item on the committee's agenda for consideration at our next executive session this month. Other bills may be introduced and other efforts undertaken by Congress to undo what the FCC has just done.
Those other efforts include using the 1996 Congressional Review Act, which would repeal the ruling, or attaching a rider on a spending bill that denies funding to enforce the new regulations. But all those measures would likely face strong opposition not only in the House, but in the White House as well. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.